Time for Gaza Corner. And tonight, you can always look at the homepage, tangents.com, in the far right-hand column. You'll see a couple of articles. And I'll just dive right in. This past week, it took two shocking events to seemingly galvanize the world and focus on the unprecedented refugee exodus from the Middle East and Africa to Europe. First, we heard about the grisly discovery of 71 refugees, I believe most of them from Syria, inside a truck in Austria, just having passed through the border of Hungary, and all of the 71 people had suffocated to death. And then, a few days later, the heartbreaking photo of a three-year-old Syrian boy washed ashore on a beach in Bodrum, Turkey. It seemed that these events taken together, particularly the photo of the young boy, seemed to shock European leaders and world leaders and the mainstream media. And maybe it will galvanize the EU into a more accommodative refugee policy, which until this point has been ineffectual, to be kind. The sad truth is many refugees die daily outside the glare of mass media. I personally was sickened by the outrage shown this week by world leaders and the media. Where have these voices been until now? And why have EU policies been so dysfunctional? More than 300,000 refugees have risked their lives crossing the sea to reach European shores this year alone, with about 2,500 drowning, according to the UN Refugee Agency. With so much attention on the global refugee crisis, a very important UN report that predicts catastrophic prospects for Gaza's population, over 70% of whom are Palestinian refugees sealed inside a tiny enclave, this UN report went largely unnoticed. And I will share the highlights or the lowlights with you. These Palestinian refugees, many of whom have families dating back to 1947, 48, 1967. They live just a mile, a few miles, from where their families lived for centuries, yet they cannot return. For the past 8 years, Gazans have been subjected to a blockade that has resulted in mass poverty in Gaza, in hunger, in denial of basic human rights, and essentially has exposed the Gazan population to a slow-motion genocide. That's my word, not the UN's. The world, especially the United States, refuses to do anything about it. Apocalyptic-like photos, reminiscent of the bombings in Hiroshima or Dresden, have not spurred the world to act. The Pull No Punches UN report, which is 18 pages, it's a PDF file, I link to it at the Tangents website, it says Gaza could become uninhabitable in less than 5 years. Let that soak in. 1.8 million people in a very tiny enclave. It could become uninhabitable in less than 5 years. Quote, the prospects for 2015 are bleak due to volatile political conditions, reduced aid flows, the slow pace of reconstruction, virtually no reconstruction, actually, and lingering effects of Israel's withholding of Palestinian revenue during the first 4 months of this year. Continuing from the report, it says the Palestinian economy is the economy of an occupied territory, and therefore donor support has been undermined by occupation, not by the inadequacy of Palestinian national authority policies or poor donor coordination, no amount of aid would have been sufficient to put any economy on a path of sustainable development under conditions of frequent military strikes and destruction of infrastructure, isolation from global markets, and confiscation and denial of access to national natural resources. Those are the words from this newly issued UN report. Just drinking clean water in Gaza is a major challenge. There is an ongoing severe water crisis, as 95% of its water is not safe for drinking. Talk about peace between Israel and Palestine. It's a pipe dream without addressing the root causes of Palestinian suffering. And lifting the 8-year blockade on Gaza and, at a minimum, freezing settlement expansion have to be immediate priorities. The UN states, quote, with the population expected to increase from 1.8 to 2.1 million in 5 years, the water-related, electricity-related, infrastructural and environmental crises in Gaza can only deepen unless the blockade is lifted, unquote. Picture yourself in a place like Gaza. How would you cope? Odds are you wouldn't be able to find a job. Your family would be chronically hungry. There's no possibility to leave Gaza. It's like being trapped in a cage. And bombs drop on you every other year. Gaza has the highest unemployment rate in the world. In the world, 44%, and the UN acknowledges it's actually much worse. People are going hungry in Gaza. Quote, large sections of the Palestinian population are subject to poverty and food insecurity. Before last summer's war on Gaza, quote, food insecurity in the occupied Palestinian territory was already very high, with 1 in 3 households food insecure, according to 2013 data. Conditions were worse in Gaza, where nearly 6 in 10 households were food insecure, unquote. Meanwhile, Israel makes a mockery of a so-called peace process by stealing Palestinian land and accelerating settlement expansion. Quoting from the report, the number of settlers has quadrupled since the Oslo Accords, since Oslo II in 1995. Today, settlers outnumber Palestinians in Area C, which is 61% of the West Bank area, and that includes the most valuable Palestinian natural resources. The UN also documents settlers' violence against Palestinians and their productive assets. They documented that 9,333 productive trees were destroyed or vandalized in last year alone. And it escalated in 2015. In January, just January, another 5,600 trees across the West Bank were uprooted or vandalized. That's a quote from the UN report. A new Israeli law can imprison a Palestinian child 20 years for throwing a rock. Throw a rock, you're caught, you can go to prison for 20 years. But settlers commit violence and vandalism on virtually a daily basis and rarely get indicted, let alone punished. During the last 6 years, Gaza has endured 3 wars, claiming the lives, according to the UN, of at least, well, almost 3,800. They have the number as 3,782 Palestinians, majority civilians. Well over 500 children died last summer alone from the war on Gaza. Gaza witnessed the highest civilian death toll since 1967. During the last 3 years combined, 95 Israelis died on these wars on Gaza. The economic blockade coupled with these wars have caused what's called de-development. You know what de-development is? It not only hinders, but it actually reverses progress. The UN report says socioeconomic conditions are at their lowest point since 1967, which was, of course, the year of a war. Back in 2011, the UN conducted a study to predict Gaza's living conditions in 2020. The study claims for Gaza to be a livable place in 2020, quote, Herculean efforts, unquote, are needed in health, education, energy, water, and sanitation. However, conditions in Gaza have significantly deteriorated by the destruction caused by Israeli bombs last year. The UN report concludes this way. It's a chilling conclusion. Quote, if the current blockade and insufficient levels of donor support persist, Gaza will become economically unviable and the already grim socioeconomic conditions can only deteriorate. The likely outcome will be more conflict, mass poverty, high unemployment, shortages of electricity and drinking water, inadequate health care, and a collapsing infrastructure. That's already the case. They've had more conflict the last 6 years, three wars. They have mass poverty, high unemployment, shortages of electricity and drinking water, inadequate health care, and a collapsing infrastructure. The final conclusion by the UN will be, in short, Gaza will be unlivable. Unlivable. And the world just accepts it because the United States will not do anything about it.